From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a setback to the Islamic State in Iraq. The Iraqi government has pronounced the provincial capital of Ramadi recaptured from Islamic State fighters, ending an offensive that began in mid-November. It represents Baghdad's most significant victory over the IS group since it came on the scene in force 18 months ago. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Monday welcomed the news.
We commend the government of Iraq and the brave Iraqi forces that have displayed such tremendous perseverance as well as courage in the fight to return Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province, back to the Iraqi people. The coalition has supported this operation every step of the way with hundreds of airstrikes and through our train, advise, and assist program and has assisted Iraqi forces to effectively maneuver and counter ISIL's maneuvers and tactics in this very complex environment.
Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said 2016 will be the year the Islamic State has driven from his country and said Iraq's second largest city, Mosul, is next. In northern Nigeria, the death toll from insurgent attacks has gotten higher, with dozens more killed, perhaps as many as 80, as scores more wounded in separate attacks blamed on the Boko Haram militant group. In and near the Borno State capital Maiduguri early Monday, many were killed in shootings and blasts. A twin suicide attack killed at least 30 others in a busy marketplace in the town of Madagali, about 150 kilometers southeast in Adamawa State. An army offensive counteroffensive this year has recaptured most territory held by the militant group, which has resorted to hit-and-run attacks on targets such as markets, bus stations, and places of worship. The six-year Boko Haram insurgency has left some 20,000 dead. This is VOA News. A Russian